Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Senate Majority Leader Schumer often calls himself a Shomer Israel, a guardian of Israel, and he did it again at the outset of his lengthy speech on the Senate floor on March 14th. But after the speech, I really began to think about the dangerous statements that he made. I'm here to tell you that almost 3 years before the current Israeli government's four-year term ends, he's calling for an interference in their election, actually calling for a special election. That sort of divisive interference with a foreign government should be unthinkable. Schumer also failed to mention that Israel is now governed by a broad-based war cabinet and that Israelis are united in the need to destroy Hamas, the terror army, and bring the hostages home. Schumer also gave succor to Israel's enemies by wrongly labeling as major obstacles to peace Israel's democratically elected Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu, other Israeli ministers, and the 500,000 peaceful Jews living in Judea and Samaria, whom Schumer falsely and insultingly called far-right-wing extremists and right-wing zealots. Schumer also promoted the Biden administration's actions against them. Further interfering with Israeli democracy, sovereignty, and safety, Schumer called for the U.S. and Arab nations to pressure Israel to give up her lawful land to create what would be a Palestinian-Iranian proxy terror state that endangers Israel's continuing existence. You know, the old two-state solution. Schumer threatened to cut off U.S. support if Israel did not comply, saying the U.S. government should demand that Israel conduct itself with a future two-state solution in mind. We should not be forced into a position of unequivocally supporting the actions of an Israeli government that includes bigots who reject the idea of a Palestinian state. That's the height of chutzpah. According to Schumer, anyone who sensibly rejects creating a Palestinian terror state on Israel's land is a bigot. That means Schumer is calling 85% of Israelis and a high percentage of Americans bigots. Schumer also ignored the last century of history and absurdly asserted that the prospect of a state would magically make the Palestinian Arabs peaceful, but that more terror would result if Israel takes real, sensible anti-terror actions such as tightening Israeli security control. Schumer incredibly stated, with the prospect of a real two-state solution on the table and for the first time genuine statehood for the Palestinian people, I believe they will be far more likely to support more mainstream leaders committed to peace. The first time, the Arabs were given extremely generous offers of a state on Israel's land numerous times through the past 75 years. That's not what they want. They want the elimination of Israel.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.